Welcome back. This is episode number X. I've already forgotten. You know, I sometimes listen to the Nerdist podcast, and at this point, he's at like episode 782. It's ridiculous how many episodes they release. Anyways, that has nothing to do with anything. An interesting discussion popped up the other day. I was browsing Twitter, not doing work the way we all do, and somebody asked, should it be mandatory for your children to go to college? And what I love about this is everyone kind of brings their own past and their own experiences to the table. And obviously, there's no wrong or right answer. There are so many variables at play here. But I'm going to tell you my thoughts on this. You know, maybe you're 17 and you're trying to figure out yourself if you should move on to college, or maybe you have a child of that age and you're trying to figure out what to do. Chances are you already know what you're doing. But if you're undecided, here's my answer. Under no circumstances would I make it mandatory. At that point, it's silly. They're 18 years old. They're able to move out on their own. Everything I could possibly teach and pass on to them should have been done at that point. So at 18, I'm not going to force my ideas on them. It's entirely up to them. So if they want to work in an industry where a college degree is required, that's going to be up to them. And they're going to have to make that decision. And they will also have to help pay their way, whether it's applying for scholarships or getting a summer job or getting a job throughout the year to help pay for this. I think that's a really huge thing. I had plenty of friends whose parents paid for everything, or worse, plenty of friends who just put everything on a credit card. That is just ridiculous. But almost worse, even though it comes from a good place, I'm just not so certain that you're helping your child by paying for their entire education. And obviously, this is sort of a U.S. slanted approach where a college can be incredibly expensive. If you stay in state and you apply for some scholarships, you might fall into a situation where you earn money. I was able to do that. But then also, so many of my friends, they didn't want to stay in state. They wanted to go out of state. They wanted to go to kind of a lofty slash famous college. Like, I lived in Nashville and I had some friends who went to a popular school there called Belmont. Now, at the time, we're talking $20,000, $25,000, $30,000 a year to go there. And I had plenty of friends who, their families did not make that much money, but, you know, you get student loans. That's what you're supposed to do, right? You get a student loan so that in 4 years, you have $150,000 in debt that you can start paying off. Wow, what a great way to start your life with extreme debt. And trust me, if you are a college student at this point, you will think to yourself, oh my gosh, that's so far down the line. In 4 years, I'm going to have a great job and I will pay this off so quickly. Do not fall into that trap, because that 4 years is going to go by so quickly. And before you know it, maybe you'll find yourself in a situation where your major served you in no way. You don't know what you want to do with your life. And you now have $100,000 worth of debt. This is not a good thing to do for yourself. And then also, just the idea that a parent should pay everything for the student. Well, one, even if you have that much money, I don't think it's a good idea. There needs to be some kind of commitment on the student's part. So trust me, if you take one student whose parents paid for everything, they don't have a job, they're just going to college and taking their classes, and then you compare that against the other student who is paying their way through that school, trust me, I would put more stock in that second student any day of the week. And I bet they're going to do better as well, because they're earning it. When you're given it, you're not going to appreciate it. And that's where you see things like frat parties and groups of college boys doing the most ridiculous, terrible, borderline evil things you've ever seen. You get a bunch of impressionable kids into a group at that age, and really bad things can happen. Is that something you really want to associate yourself with? Now, what would I tell them instead? So, well, I've already told you, I would tell my child, it's up to you. I'm going to support you no matter which option you choose. But what I would say is, if you decide that college is not for you, that does not mean that you don't need to become great at something. That would be my only requirement. You need to pick something and become great at it over these next 4 years. And it's okay if you're not sure what it is yet. Try on a bunch of different hats. But the goal is, you need to become great at something in your 20s. And whether you do that through a college or you do that by reading books, I don't care, but you have to do this. If there is such a thing as a mandate for an 18-year-old, that would be the only one I would make. But yeah, I've never been a fan of this idea that if you don't go to college and you don't get the degree with the university's logo in the top left-hand corner, somehow you're not doing it properly. I had this with my grandmother, in fact. Even after the point where I had purchased dozens of programming books and I was up till 3 a.m. on countless nights trying to figure it out. Even after all that, and after I got a good paying job, I could still sense from her that she didn't respect it because I didn't have a degree. So it wasn't real in her mind. And honestly, that rubs me wrong in so many different ways. Trust me, the end goal is not some stupid university certificate that will mean nothing. The end goal is get great at something, pick something, anything in the world, I couldn't care less what it is, and become really, really good at it. And maybe I'm naive, but honestly, I couldn't imagine better advice than that.